Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The U.S. Supreme Court appears to be in favor of religious freedom for charter schools. We're going to be talking about this case recently heard by the U.S. Supreme Court justices on faith and freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this was an interesting oral argument, and the case is considering whether a state may discriminate and exclude a faith-based school from state funding in a public charter school program simply because the school is religious or has a religious affiliation. And then the second question the justices also considered is whether a religious private school that partners with the state to offer a free educational option for interested students becomes a quote-unquote state actor that treads over the First Amendment's Establishment Clause by funding religious education.
Well, this is a major case. It appears that the justices will come down on the side of religious freedom for charter schools. We'll talk more about some of the specifics. But Liberty Counsel, we filed an amicus brief in the case on behalf of Covenant Journey Academy, which is a K-12 online Christian academy available throughout the world 24/7, 365. And the implications of this particular decision can have implications for online schools or for school choice like Covenant Journey Academy, and in particular the case here in Oklahoma, because there is a huge movement that's taking place around the nation. And it's an exciting time actually to live, to see this change, and that's in the education arena. The education monopoly by the government schools is starting to crumble. And it's crumbling particularly faster after COVID because parents had an opportunity to see the kind of trash that their children were getting from the public schools when they had to go online and they actually saw what was being taught. And that was an eye-opener. As a result of that, homeschooling has exploded. Private schools have exploded. And this particular one is a little different. It's a charter school.
Yeah, you remember during COVID, some of them, the child had one name in class and then had a different name at home. And so a lot of that came to light.
Yeah, came to light.
When they were calling the child a different name because
and the parents would hear their child being called by a different
name.
Yeah,
can you imagine?
Well, when the child was actually going to school, the parents could not know that that was happening.
Right.
Because they would call the kid a different name while they're at school, and the kid would have the regular name at home.
And they were hiding from the parents.
They were hiding this from the parents, but they couldn't do that when they're online. I mean, here, imagine you got a class of, say, 25 kids or 30 kids, and now you're calling them different pronouns and different names. And then the next day, next week, now all of a sudden you go online. What are these teachers going to do? They're going to continue to call these kids by these improper pronouns and false names.
Their preferred names or whatever.
And then guess what? The parents hear it.
Right.
What are you doing calling my son Sam Sue?
Right.
He's Sam, not Sue. So the parents got a chance to see what was going on behind the classroom doors.
So that was one blessing of COVID.
That was a blessing, frankly.
Yeah.
It was an eye-opening event for parents. And that's why you've seen private schools, homeschools exploding. And then you're seeing major movement with regards to vouchers. You know, citizens, generally, whether you have children or not, you're paying taxes, you're paying for the public schools, whether you like it or not, whether you have children or not. The voucher program allows parents to have a choice to take that money and go and choose what kind of school they want to go to. So in Oklahoma, you have the Oklahoma Statewide Charter School Board, and we have this case here involving this school, which is affiliated with two Catholic dioceses in Oklahoma City and in Tulsa, and they created a religious charter school called St. Isidore of Seville out of their virtual online schools. They applied and they were approved as a new charter school despite a state law barring a non-public sectarian school or religious institution from becoming a charter school. So once it was approved, then the state attorney general filed suit, and that's what this case ultimately began in Oklahoma. Attorney General Genter Drummond is the one who filed suit, and that case went up to the United States Supreme Court. So the question is here, you have a charter school program, and that's a quasi-private versus public arrangement. It's not just like a private school. It's not just like homeschool. It's kind of in the middle. But you allow this to be available for secular charter schools. Mm-hmm. But now you're excluding this faith-based charter school. Does that violate the First Amendment free exercise of religion clause?
You know, this reminds me of the case that the high court ruled in favor of parents in Maine who ask that their children be able to go to the school of their choice, of which may be a Christian school, but receive government funds to be able to do that. Do you remember that case?
Yeah. And the Supreme Court has previously ruled that you can't exclude those scholarships or
right.
those funds or other kinds of vouchers from these faith-based or religious schools, because that would be a violation of the First Amendment free exercise.
To me, that case set a good precedent for this one, and it appears they're going to rule in favor of that, so I pray so.
Yeah, the difference here is instead of vouchers, where the voucher goes to the parent, and the parent makes the decision what school to choose,
mm-hmm.
or in the case of and that would be for homeschoolers. So parents get a voucher to do homeschool. Parents get a voucher, and they can choose to put their child into a private or a secular school. Here you have this charter school, and it's sort of a cross between public and private. And so that was really the unique question that this case addressed. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case for whatever reason. We don't know. During the oral arguments, the justices focused many of their questions on what distinguishes public, charter, and private schools, and exactly how much state influence would make a school a state actor. The justices also considered whether exclusion of a religious school from a public benefit sets up a potential conflict between the First Amendment's free exercise clause and the Establishment Clause, with public funds going toward religious purposes. So the Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma argued that charter schools bear all the hallmarks of public schools under federal law and in 47 state statutes. He also noted that there are front and back end controls when the government creates a charter school, such as its creation when it allocates funds and exercises control by holding them to state academic standards, and can shut them down if necessary when they have nearly no control over the private schools. On the other hand, these are private schools that are operation. They have different kinds of emphasis. You'll have a lot of charter schools that may be focused on certain kinds of areas of expertise. Why not be allowing a charter school that has a religious faith-based component?
Right.
But here, why would they be excluding it? Not because it doesn't want to comply with the academic standards, not because it's an underachiever. It got approved.
Actually, probably the standards are higher.
Indeed, I'm sure the standards
yes.
would be higher. The kids that would probably graduate from this charter school are going to be much better off than
oh, absolutely.
Other just totally secular public schools, or certainly even charter schools.
Right. And Justices Kagan Sotomayor and Ketanji Brown Jackson seemed sympathetic to the notion that charter schools are, quote, creatures of the state, unquote. Interesting thought there. And should look like public schools. And Justice Jackson asserted that since Oklahoma law only provides for a secular public school system, St. Isidore is seeking a different benefit from everyone else that is simply not available. So you see, they're not quite on the side of favoring religious freedom.
Now, the attorney representing the Oklahoma Charter School Board argued that the St. Isidore is neither state-created nor state-controlled, since it independently existed before and after the charter school contract. And the only reason why it's being discriminated against here is because of its faith-based affiliation.
Of course.
But it does appear that Justices Roberts and Thomas, Alito, Gorsuch, and Kavanaugh all may be leaning towards this particular charter school, which could mean that this would be the first faith-based charter school in the nation. I can tell you that the education monopoly by the government is crumbling, and we're seeing it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.